All right, so I'm joined here by Katrina Soroka, a Pontiac resident who had an interesting experience over the weekend singing the Ukrainian national anthem at the Ottawa Senators game. Katrina, how's it going?
I'm great. How are you, Caleb?
Oh, pretty good for a Monday here. But all right, so could you explain a little bit about how this this experience came about?
Yeah, so it was actually after the announcement from the owner of the Senators looking to fill in some spots to be able to sing the Ukrainian national anthem. And it was actually my aunt who reached out with the email saying that they're looking for people. Now, I haven't done an audition in a long time, but I was like, you know what? It's worth a shot. And especially like my family and friends are all Ukrainian. It would be like a really great honor to do it. So I did an audition, I emailed it in, and then 2 days before the game, I actually got an email asking if I was interested to be able to sing.
That's awesome. So what's your background with both singing and just, I guess, the Ukrainian language, I guess, in general?
Yeah, so I've been raised as a Ukrainian. My mom and my dad are both half Ukrainian, half French, but my mom was raised by her grandmother, who was 100% Ukrainian. And so she always taught us the traditions. She used to speak to me just in Ukrainian. We used to go to language school on Saturdays, Ukrainian dancing growing up. So just really engulfed in that culture. And that's very much how I identify. And then as for singing, I remember like since I was my earliest memory, I've always wanted to be a singer. And that dream has kind of died on as I've grown up, but it definitely hit a high up there goal achieving this past game.
For sure, for sure. I'm assuming this is the biggest crowd that you've ever sang in front of?
Yeah, it was a lot of people there.
For sure. That's got to be nerve-wracking. So could you walk us through, I guess, what the experience was there on Friday night?
Yeah, so it was actually really well done. So we were contacting through email. I had to get there earlier to be able to do a sound check, just make sure I was comfortable and knew what I was doing going in. Everyone was super friendly. And then we had a break in between sound check and the live performance. So we were able to go downstairs and eat. We did get like a $25 gift card, which was really sweet of them. And then at about 30-minute mark before the game itself, I got met downstairs and brought to the room again. And basically they walked me through the intro that's going to be done. And they kind of just say, we're going to count down. And when we count down, you just start singing. So you walked up to the stage, we had a camera on us, and it was just kind of, it was all really quick, to be honest, but it was very well organized.
I imagine the adrenaline's going pretty good there. So what was what was the response like from the crowd there?
Honestly, like, I can speak on behalf of, like, all Canadians and everyone who was there as well. Like, everyone is standing together, and we're fighting with Ukraine. Like, we stand for Ukraine, and so the people there were just beyond incredible, and the response was just so good. And I know, like, I'm not the only Ukrainian in this area or in Canada for that matter who is not honored, like, not as much honored as to be up there than I was that night. And there were some people waving the flags, and I had some people after come up to me and just say that they were standing with Ukraine. So it was just a very moving experience for me.
For sure, for sure. And I noticed you posted a picture there on social media. It was wearing sort of a traditional Ukrainian dress there. Could you talk a little bit about what you wore and the significance of that as well?
Yeah, so it's actually one of my Ukrainian dance costumes. Part of it was donated from my church. The other part I've got from Ukraine. And you'll see on the top, there's actually, like, it's a flower crown with ribbons, and that's actually called a vinyok. And that is usually given to Ukrainian women once they're grown up and older. And that I actually handmade myself. The costume itself, like the blouse, the embroidery, is just a really big staple of our culture. You won't see one Ukrainian without that. And then just the boots is our dancing boots. And depending on which region you come from in Ukraine, you can actually have different costumes. So that is more from the western side of Ukraine, that costume. But depending on the region, you have different dance styles, different outfits, different colors as well, that reflect like your specific region. So that one's from a western side. And yeah, guess that's as much as I could say about that.
It's quite a bit for sure. And yeah, so just I guess recapping on this whole thing, I want to thank you for your time here, but if there's anything that we missed or anything that you wanted to say there about the experience as a whole.
I think the biggest thing I can say is just like keep talking about it, keep sharing about what's going on in Ukraine, and don't be afraid to ask questions as well. Like I feel really honored that you reached out to me to want to talk about it, because it just helps spread the awareness and show that like if there is someone out there who is scared to talk about it or scared to express their feelings, like you're not alone. And I think, yeah, just keep sharing, keep talking, keep singing, and hopefully everything will be okay.
Soroka posted a video of the performance on her social media, and we have the audio of that for you right now.
Yellow Senior's organization stands in Ukraine. Over 26,000 people of Ukrainian descent salute the Ottawa-Gatineau region and all Ukrainians around the world for the call for return to peace. Please rise and remove your hats as Katrina Soroka performs the Ukrainian national anthem.
Yeah.